Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's say you're having a bad day. You have the worst commute of your life. Your coworkers have all driven you crazy today. And you decide to go rant to your best friend about it, or maybe go to, I don't know, some website or Facebook and rant about it.
Okay.
Do you feel better afterwards?
Yes.
Science says probably not.
I don't believe science.
Yeah. They studied the effects of venting to other people. Expressing anger seemed to preserve rather than reduce hostile feelings.
Yeah.
They say people genuinely believe that venting will help them feel better. But in order to truly move forward, people must focus on potential solutions to the problems and not just dwell on them. Because if you dwell on them, you're living them, reliving them over and over again. And it fuels fire. It builds up anger and stress in your life.
Here's where I disagree with that. First of all, some of the things you mentioned have no solution. Like your commute to work, it may never get better. There may be nothing you can ever do about it. But sometimes if you vent to someone, when you're done, you're like, ah, and you move on. You do move on then because you've vented.
I have friends, family call me often, say, I just need to vent. I'm like, vent. And they get it out, and they're like, thank you. I'm like, anytime, I'm here.
And then they talk about normal stuff, and they seem better.
You're right.
Okay, but do they vent, like, over and over again, and you're just one of those people they're venting to?
I mean, no, it's not over and over about the same thing. It's just
because they say the thing to do is think about a solution on how to fix that problem.
I'm not going to.
Like I said, some things can't be fixed.
Well, I mean, I don't complain. Are you going to complain about a commute if that's what you've chosen? I'm like, this is the route I've chosen every day, and it's going to be crazy.
No, so you don't have like a choice sometimes. Your business could move or something.
When does that friend turn into a toxic friend? You know, you have somebody who just wants to vent, then all of a sudden you find out you're the one that they always call to vent to.
Which I don't mind. I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not there to help them fix their problem.
You're just there to
I'm just there to listen.
Wow, man, my wife would love you.
Yeah, I mean, because I certainly, when I want to vent, I call a friend and I vent, but I don't want them to help me with the problem. Just listen.
That's my weak point. I'll be like, well, what you need to do is take a different route. If you go and turn left here, you won't get into that traffic.
The problem, though, is they say it's okay to vent, but once you have done that, move forward and try to think of some kind of solution to the problem instead of reventing over and over, like a coworker that drives you crazy over and over again, whether they're chomping on cheese balls or breathing like Darth Vader.
Making your day hard every day from their incompetence.
Oh. No way.
I know what you're talking about, Hawk. I vent every day to my wife, and I'm like, what should I be doing instead? What's the solution? I thought of one, but it's not legal. I'll go to jail for life.
Do it,
These things that happen over and over in your life, and you can't fix that solution. The solution is just to move on because, you know, if you're driving somebody crazy or if someone's driving you crazy, most likely you're driving them crazy too.
True. Maybe.
What you doing, Heidi?
I'm just driving you crazy, obviously, looking for news.
Oh, okay.
Can you do that when we're done talking?
Yeah, I probably should.
See, that's one of the coworkers that drives me.
See why?
Can we go vent about that right now?
All I mean, I'm
she's sitting there. I thought she was playing a video game on her computer.
Actually, I could have been.
That would have been better. She wouldn't have been devoting.
But
her
I'm
mental
hearing
energy.
The same thing over and over again. He's complaining about your incompetence, and you're complaining about his chomping. So I just kind of
We have listeners that like that.
Okay.
Like
they
is complaining.
They tune into this every morning.
It's FYI. Don't call me to vent.
You just said you would vent.
I
said
good friend.
To friends.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
My bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.